So here we are at the Bacon Theatre with the Three Degrees, who are
Freddie, Paul,
Helen Scott,
and Valerie Holiday.
Thank you very much, ladies. So how many years have you been touring? I mean, that's like a lifetime, I should imagine. Start one at a time.
It has been a lifetime.
Has it?
Well, for me, Freddie, I have not always been a member of the Three Degrees, but I started professionally in this industry as a teenager. So yeah, it has been all of my
About 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago.
And yourself, Helen.
Oh wow. Well, we started out when we were teenagers with the Three Degrees, and we've been
touring ever since.
I don't remember ever not.
No.
So
no.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a long minute.
Yes. And when you all started out, you weren't thinking of the money and the fame, were you? It was the music. Would that be fair?
I know that I didn't.
Yeah.
It was, I think, the enjoyment of singing, and for me, it was, you know, at that time, high school, choirs, church, glee clubs, those kinds of things, talent shows at school. So I certainly didn't expect that it would be what it is today.
No. And the fact that people will still come and see you perform.
Well, I don't think they would have that early on, but but we were groomed properly, so eventually all of that happens, and that was. I mean, sometimes I still have to pinch myself.
That it's real.
Yes.
Yes, because you could think it's like a dream, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very well put.
Oh, I'll make an interview. I'll make an interviewer yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So the dream, but there must have been some kind of moments when you thought, you know, this isn't going to carry on for very much longer. Did you ever have any kind of doubts that at some point, you know, your popularity and demand would sort of fall away, or did you ever think like that at all?
I never thought of that way. As a matter of fact, even now, my children say to me, it is amazing how artists think, no matter how old they are, well, you know what, we're going to do a recording. We're going to do a recording. So it's never T-O-O late.
Never. That's good, though. Mm-hmm. Never too late. And, yeah, if you were to say, well, at 65 I'll retire, or 70 I'll retire, that doesn't come into it, does it?
No.
I mean,
no.
There's some musicians that I've spoken to. I mean, I'm going to speak to one tomorrow, who's 77, still going.
Still
going.
Performing.
And
then when you think of some who will retire, that they come back. Because it's in the blood.
Well, that's right, yes. And, of course, CDs and CD sales kind of help when the record companies put the packages.
I think it's for the pure love of what you do.
Yes,
I think it's for the pure love of entertaining.
Yes.
Because we were taught early on that you never depended on a record to keep you going.
No.
And that if you could entertain an audience, you could work for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Or the rest of the time that you choose to work.
Yes.
And we found that to be true because we didn't always have a record, but we were always able to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you asked about the touring, that kind of piggybacks on that.
Yeah.
We have never stopped.
No. We've
never stopped.
You've got quite a busy tour this time, haven't you, in the UK?
Quite. We're here until the end of October, I believe.
Yes, then I think you're off to Japan, aren't you?
We are going to Ireland
in Japan
in November.
Yeah, and then you're back in the spring, I think, aren't you?
In March, yes.
For a big disco, 40 years.
Yes, 40 years of disco.
Yeah, there you are, I see.
Yeah, we get to hang out with some of our friends. We get to perform.
Well, you'll have to do the disco dances as well.
Oh, for sure.
You realise this,
and the colours and the hair. Oh,
of course, yeah.
And we can.
Of course you can, yeah. So... I'm sure you can, yes. So of all the songs that you've done, do any of you have any kind of favourites? I mean, when I speak to different folk, they say things like, if I say, you know, what's the best project you've ever been involved with? They will say, well, the current one. Mm. The current one is always going to be the best one. But I suspect, you know, in the back of your mind somewhere, you think, I don't really want to sing that song again. Or, I want to sing that song again.
We do have a few of those.
Yeah.
But you have to know that when you record an album, that there's always one that's going to come out and be the one that, whether it's the first project that you put out or the second or the third, there's always going to be one that's going to continue to keep you going for many, many years. When Will I See You Again is that particular song.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that there are not other songs that people like. And sometimes you can't, you only have a short amount of time to perform, and you cannot get every last song on every album. That would be impossible. No. We would be there forever and ever.
Absolutely. You know? I think every artist has the same problem, really. Right. Doesn't he or she, really? It's, if they wanted, and I suppose you could get locked into a kind of a genre or a sound, couldn't you, that nobody else, they won't want to listen to anything else that you might want to do, because you, all they can think of is the disco, the disco era, and you find it, you might find it difficult to kind of move into something else, another style. Have you found that ever?
No, because our music is so varied, and because the age group is also very varied. We have a very nice wide age band, so for that reason, we are able to kind of intermingle the different genres and for it to work very comfortably for us.
Yes, because some might think, I've never heard them sing that song before. Why don't they sing? I just wondered about that, because I think I'd have that problem. Mm-hmm. I would think to myself, well, I'll play what the audience want to hear and expect to hear.
Right.
They want to hear the hits, don't they? They want to hear it as they hear it on the record as well.
But your definition of a hit and someone else's,
of course, is different.
Is different, which is why I said what I said, that you cannot possibly just get, I don't care what we sing, someone will always come up and say, oh, you didn't sing such and such.
Of course, yes, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is, isn't it? Yeah. I know some performers, there's a group finishing their touring this year in the UK, the Searchers, who, as you know, were bigger here, I think, than ever in the States. Mm-hmm. They've had a very busy career ever since. You know, Needles and Pins was the hit that they kind of got them going, as you probably know. And they've taken the decision that next March, that's it.
You're retiring.
Yeah, they can't. The touring is just, you know.
After a while, you do kind of get burned out.
I think they're in the 70s, and I think they're beginning to feel the aches and the pains.
There you go, and that constant moving every night someplace else, and it kind of wears on the body after a while.
200 or so gigs a year, you know. That's pretty busy, isn't it? 200 gigs a year. It's pretty busy.
And all those flights.
And where are we today?
You go to put the hotel key in and you don't know what room you're in. It's like, okay, where was,
or which country
am I on?
Or which country it is.
Yes.
That must be quite a challenge.
Yes.
What is also what we have to live with, like emergencies in our families.
Of course.
And in our profession, it really does not allow us to deal with the emergencies.
No.
Like, for instance, and I have to say this has been the hardest tour of my life.
Yeah.
Because when I was on my way from my home to depart from my home on this flight, I got a call that my brother passed.
Oh, dear.
So I was not able to attend the funeral service.
No.
So that kind of thing is really, really wearing.
Yes.
And then when you think of times, like in terms of age, where you are, and so many other artists have like passed on, and so forth. But of course, death has no number.
True.
But truly, when you pass a certain age, you know, it just starts happening. You look around and a lot of friends and family members have gone.
Yes.
But this profession that we're in really does not lend itself to emergencies.
No. You just got to keep going regardless.
You just have to keep going.
It almost owns you, doesn't it?
And you have to smile.
Yeah.
There's no pain in the heart.
Of course not.
You just have to smile.
And then you've got to sing.
People didn't purchase a ticket to come and watch you.
No.
Mourn.
Cry. No, they didn't. That's really quite a difficult thing, I should imagine, to kind of deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You've almost got to be distanced from yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
You're programmed. You're conditioned.
Yes.
You're focused.
Yes.
Because you have that line that says the show must go on.
Of course,
that's right.
Yes.
That's the business that you're in.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
We don't get sick days. We don't get holidays.
No. Put a patch on it and keep going.
You're right. You can't call in and say, we're not
healthy. Well, I have a headache. I've got to work.
Calling in sick today. I'm not feeling
well.
No,
we can't do that.
It's raining. I don't want to leave my room.
Quite right. So how do you look after your voices?
Try
and get as much rest as possible.
Try not to catch too many colds. It's difficult because when the resistance is low, you're constant.
It's a song there.
It's a constant, yes. It's a constant battle.
Yes,
and some nights you go out and you know you're not actually 100%. At what you would term as your best, but you give it as you give it 100% and you hope. You know, that's going to be sufficient.
I'm sure you do.
Because you're arriving at the hotel at 2 in the morning, and you've got to eat, so breakfast stops at certain times. So if you want to eat, you got to get up, and then that's an interruption in your rest. And as vocalists, sleep is a very important thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then you've got to get and ride to wherever the heck you're going, and sometimes it takes forever.
Yes.
And I personally can't fall asleep when we're riding, because then when I get out the bus and we hit sound check, nothing is going to come out.
No.
So it's like, okay, you got to stay awake.
Yes, stay awake.
And I'm mad at them because they're back there snoring. And I'm thinking, okay, I can sleep after the show.
And then there's another one tomorrow.
You know?
Yeah.
So you just, like she said, you just build it up and you program yourself to say, okay, this is what it is.
Yes.
And you just give it the best you have.
Yes. Yeah, so I remember going to one show years ago in Ronnie Scott's in Birmingham with my wife, and we were watching Tony Christie.
Mm.
And he'd done an hour from about 10 till 11. He was the kind of top act, you know, it was the house act before and whatnot. And he came on at 10 and said he was coming back at midnight.
Oh dear.
For the second set.
Oh.
At midnight.
We remember those.
And he started off with a medley, forget who, I think it was, I think Matt Munro, the singer, had just died, and he was doing a medley of Matt Munro hits at the time. And after he'd finished, he said, can someone get me a drink?
Yes. Some water.
And he said, no.
Oh, you wanted a drink?
Yeah. Port and brandy.
Okay. Is that help the throat?
That's what he said.
Okay. That's what he said.
Yes, for his throat. That's what he said.
We'll have to try that and see if it works.
Just half a port and brandy. Yeah.
Okay.
A small
we
port
won't
and
do
brandy.
Much of a show.
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to leave that.
Yeah, we're going to have a sit down.
No, she can't.
No, she didn't have any.
We gave her champagne sorbet one time, and it was like...
She had the giggles.
Did she?
She giggled.
Oh,
yes.
Giggled her way through the show.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
no,
dear,
she
dear.
She giggled her way out of the restaurant. Talking to everyone.
Was she?
Yes.
Oh, does she need controlling?
No, she was fine. We just were saying, Freddie, come on. Freddie, okay, I'm coming.
Just kidding.
Who's been over here at all?
Say, do you know him? No.
So that's a good tip for the future. Yes. Don't offer Freddie anything stronger than...
No. They protect me from that.
That's good. It's good to have friends.
We go, no.
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 That's exactly what they do.
Yes. Here, you want a beer? No.
Oh. Why would I want a beer? Yeah, wreck me voice. Yeah, so smoking's out then?
No.
No smoking.
No smoking, yep. No.
We don't even like the smoke they put on stage.
No. I went into a shop before, when we were out this morning, my wife and I went in, and she said, you've been smoking. So no, there was a chap just walked by, and it was on his, you know, on his clothes. And
because
of
your hair and your clothes.
Yes. Kind of a good shower to get it all out. Wash that man right out of my hair.
But the people who smoke don't realize it.
Of course they don't.
How it smells.
No, because their nose and their sense of smell is gone.
Bent.
Gone.
Yes.
Burnt
out.
Yeah, burnt out. So what time is the show this evening? When this goes out, of course, the show will have happened. But what time do you start? 7:30, is it?
I think so.
7:30. So you'll ask, do you have any kind of pre-gig, you know, routines, apart from me disturbing your obvious preparations now?
No, just putting the paint on.
Putting the paint on. That won't take too long, surely.
And some nights it does.
He's so kind.
Yes.
Very nice.
Got to put a couple of extra coatings of polyfiller in
there. I understand. Yes, yes. My father, late father-in-law used to describe it as painting and decorating.
There you go. There you
go. Well, we run from mirror to mirror. We say, oh, no, it doesn't look really good in this one. So look,
what's the lighting like over there?
The lighting's not good over there. So
yes,
we blame it on everything.
Thank goodness for lighting.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course. So one of your biggest fans lives relatively close to here, doesn't he?
Does he?
Isn't the Prince of Wales one of your biggest ever fans?
I think
Highgrove is, you know, it's in Gloucestershire.
We could have ran over and had tea.
Yes, we could have. Yeah, you could have, you see.
I don't think ever.
No, I think there would have been the security chair.
We did try to run up on Buckingham Palace like that one time, and they wouldn't let us in.
We came
with the pressy. Yeah, your name's not on this board.
No, it's
not.
No, bye. Sorry.
So we very politely backed our dame morale.
Of course. You know, there's a certain protocol.
We won't be ringing that doorbell.
But he'll be ever so disappointed if he knew that you were so close.
No, we have to set up a smoke signal.
Something of that sort. Yes. Well, he might hear it on NCCR. We'll tell him all about it.
Maybe you can tell him.
I'll tell him now. Well, I have asked for an interview, but I haven't got a reply yet.
So he's busy.
Probably, yes. He probably thinks, who's Peter Lewis? Who's he? So, the show will finish at what sort of time? 10-ish?
I don't know. We're
supposed to do 45 minutes.
Right.
So, but we have to, of course, talk
as
well.
Of course.
Yes, don't ramble on too much, but you know.
No.
Thereabouts.
There or thereabouts, yes.
We have to ask John how long
he's
done.
He just said 10-ish. That's 3 hours.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not going to be.
It's just looking at our insides of our eyelids.
It's just that I've been to a Ken Dodd show.
Oh, now,
Ken
really?
Dodd, well, you know the late,
yes,
he died just recently.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, I must go to one of his shows before he or I die, just to see whether it's true that he keeps his audiences in their seats and locks the door. No, he doesn't.
Okay.
But when he came on stage, he used to say something like, the definition of an optimist is someone who's ordered the taxi for 11 o'clock. You're not getting out of here till after midnight.
Wow.
And on the night in question, the show started at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
He came on and did, oh, I don't know, 3/4 of an hour to an hour. Then there was a support act, and then there was a break, and then there was a magician, and then he came back on. And we didn't go out until 5 to 1.
Oh, really?
5 to 1 in the morning.
Wow.
Well, he was serious then, huh?
And he was renowned for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently his record was something like 2:30.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and he lived to 90.
Mm.
There you are. Didn't wear himself out too much, did he?
Very exciting audience to stay all of those hours.
Absolutely. Well, the audience expected it, you see.
Yeah.
You could laugh until your sides were splitting because he was so funny.
Yes,
he was a very funny man.
Yes,
very, very, very funny man. He wasn't much of an accountant, but he admitted to that. he got done by the Inland Revenue,
oh,
you see.
No.
Oh, big court case, yes.
The people to get done.
But he was acquitted.
Mm.
So,
oh, that's
but true. He owns up to being a failed accountant.
Oh, no.
That's part of his joke. So, are there any albums out currently that you want to mention? Any of your albums? No? Nothing? When was the last one?
2 years ago.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen something.
Yes, it's the most current. It's our tribute to the Philadelphia Sound.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that.
We tried to do other than we added a little bit of our stuff
of
on
course.
There, but
yeah.
Mostly we tried to pay tribute to the Sound of Philadelphia,
yes.
Which wasn't just us. Contrary to what we might think, it wasn't just us.
No.
So and. You know, we were happy to do that. That was an enjoyable project.
Mm.
You know, because we picked songs that we liked.
Of course.
Which we very rarely ever get a chance to do. You don't get to pick what you like so much all the time.
No.
But
no.
We did. We got a chance to pick songs that we liked and ones that we thought we could do justice to. You know.
somebody else singing out there. Yes, that's a support act. Yeah, that's great. So thank you very much indeed, ladies, for having a chat. And you know, of course, the obvious sign off line is the song that I'm going to play after I've finished the interview. Mm-hmm. Well, when will I see you again?
Yes.
You see. So it's goodbye from
Valerie,
Helen, and Freddie. Thank you so much for having a very calm voice. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for, I don't know, having a chat with me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.